there. This is Catherine Sayo. I'm founder and director of Lipedema Simplified and executive director of the Lipedema Project.
Let me talk a little bit about the evolution of lymph-sparing liposuction. So there are different liposuction techniques, and many of you, I'm sure, have asked questions about this. TLA stands for tumescent local anesthesia. And when we talk about TLA, Dr. Raprich, Dr. Schmeller in the Hansa Clinic, also excellent clinic in Lübeck, Germany, they use tumescence. All liposuction uses tumescence, but they use what's called TLA and they use a vibrating cannula. So the cannula itself, that's a vibrating cannula. As the cannula is inserted, it vibrates and helps the fat to come out, get suctioned out. Wall is the procedure that Dr. Stutz was instrumental in developing. And so it stands for waterjet-assisted liposuction. There's a distinction in tumescent liposuction. A pretty significant amount of fluid is intubated into the limb. In wall, there's a water jet that comes out, and so much less fluid is intubated. And for me personally, that was a big decision because I have lymphedema, and I have a hard enough time moving fluid through my system. I didn't want a whole lot of extra fluid, so I chose for wall. Vaser is something that's newer in the community. There's a doc in Pasadena that has been doing vaser. It's an ultrasound frequency vibration. So the ultrasound breaks up the fat tissue and then it's suctioned out. And SAL is another thing you'll recognize. It stands for suction-assisted lipectomy, which is basically another name for liposuction, but it's often used in insurance. And one of the distinctions is the local versus the general anesthesia. One of the things that I personally, and I have heard this with other women, if you have lymphedema and you go into general anesthesia, your lymph system gets diminished. And so coming out of it can be more challenging. So there are different things for you to consider. What about outcomes? Well, many have good outcomes. There have been fabulous outcomes that we've all seen. And there are many who have had not so good outcomes. And I think a conversation about surgery at this point, you know, when we started, we knew very little. We don't know a lot, but we know more than when we started. Some examples of good outcomes: reduction of pain, increased mobility and ambulation. The swelling overall is reduced, and in some cases actually resolved. Again, post-surgery, there's a period of post-surgical swelling, but as the swelling diminishes, there are some who don't need compression anymore, which is a miracle. There can be a reduction in volume, and in some cases, a really wonderful aesthetic contouring. So just to make a note of, most patients are not pursuing liposuction for lipedema for cosmetic purposes. Most of us go because, you know, I started my first surgery because I couldn't walk because my gait was really off. And so my first surgery was very successful. My second one was not so successful. So let's talk about undesired outcomes, because here are some of the things that are possible. And we're not doing this to frighten anyone. But I think it's really important we know more now than we did when we started. But there can be an onset or increase in pain after the recovery period. There can be little or no change in size or associated mobility. Or in some cases, there can actually be more volume. There's a decrease in overall mobility and ambulation. So your mobility can get worse post-surgery. An exacerbation of swelling for those with pre-existing lymphedema. Also, there are cases of women developing lymphedema post-surgery, even though they didn't have it as a pre-existing condition. Is there a surgeon in my area? This is the number one question that we get. And so the Lipedema Project website, under resources, there's a lipedema provider directory. And it lists surgeons and therapists and clinicians who can diagnose. And I just want to give a shout out for Simone Kramer, who is amazing. She took a very rough list and she's kept it up. If there's anyone on the list that you know of that you would personally recommend as a clinician, a surgeon, a therapist, just email her. It's all on the website. And she will add it to our directory because really the directory grew out of all of our experiences. It's sort of how Amazon grew to the massive thing that it is, those reviews. And so in essence, that's what we're doing.
And to all of our listeners, if you haven't as of yet subscribed to our flash briefings, you can do so at Apple, Spotify, Amazon, Alexa, or you can go to our page at lipedema-simplified.org/flash, where we have all of our archives and links to subscribe as well. And have yourself a very wonderful day, and we hope to see you back here with Living Well with Lipedema. Take care.